Okay, I didn't quite understand what happened. Did he get into a fight, you said?
No, he's lying. He's lying. He had some water in the bus or something to drink drop, and he's lying drop on the bus, and he asked him for medical because he dizzy or something like that.
Oh, so there was some liquid on the bus and he slept on that, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm calling for medical right now. Is he complaining of anything specifically wrong with him?
No.
Okay, do you see any injuries or anything?
He just touch him face. He try put hand in the face, and he say he dizzy, and he ask for medical. But I'm not see any injury or any blood or something like that.
Okay, so you said he's dizzy, correct?
Yes, because I'm not seeing anything.
All right, but I want to verify. You said he told you he was dizzy, correct?
He say I need medical because he speaks Spanish. He not speak English.
Do you have an approximate age?
Yeah, around 25, between 25 and 30 years old.
Okay, and did he hit his head?
He hit the face, but I'm not saying he say that.
Is he breathing okay?
Yes, he breathing okay. He talk with other customer, and he's smart right now. I ask him, you okay, you need medical? He say yes. I ask him, are you sure you need medical? He say yes, okay. I go over and I ask you for medical.
Yes, I heard you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk with my 911 at the same time. All right, sir. Medical is on their way. Just go ahead and stay there until they arrive. When they do get there, if you're able to find out the ambulance number, that would be great. And if they do transport, yes, if you're able to find out where they transport them to, that would be great as well. They may not tell you, and that's fine if they don't. So I just want to make sure I have all the facts correct. So he was boarding the bus, and he slipped on some liquid on the bus, and he hit his face. And he said he's dizzy, but you didn't actually see any of this happen. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, copy. And were you at the bus stop when it happened, or were you moving?
This is after I served the stop in 1/82nd in the stop.
Yeah, copy. So had you pulled away from the curb when it happened, or were you still sitting there?
Oh, you gonna say one more time, please?
No, that's okay. I'm just wondering, were you sitting at the bus stop when it happened, like waiting for him to sit down, or were you already like pulling away from the curb?
When I take off the curb, this happened, and I opened the door, see what's going on, and that's it.
All right, copy. Well, we have a supervisor on their way as well, so go ahead and sit tight, and Sam, you're ready for service before you roll. And I hope you have a better night.
Bobby, thank you for help.
Thank you at 2306.